今天的讲题是功亏一篑。
Today's title is Falling Short of Success.
你们知道什么意思吗？
Do you know what it means?
今天是金陵弟兄分享。
And Brother Andy King is going to share today.
各位弟兄姐妹好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
刚刚在底下的时候还在想说要不要把题目解释一下。
I started wondering if I should explain the title.
结果牧师帮我先问了。现在我们先请这个Judy 帮我们把今天的经文念一下。
I'm going to ask Judy to come and read today's passage.
列王记上十三章第一节。那时有一个神人奉耶和华的命从犹大来到伯特利，耶罗波安正站在坛旁要烧香，神人奉耶和华的命向坛呼叫说，坛啊坛啊，耶和华如此说，大卫家里必生一个儿子，名叫约西亚，他必将秋坛的祭司，就是在你上面烧香的，杀在你上面，人的骨头也必烧在你上面。当日神人设个预兆说，这坛必破裂，坛上的灰必倾洒，这是耶和华说的预兆。耶罗波安王听见神人向伯特利的坛所呼叫的话，就从坛上伸手说，拿住他吧。王向神人所伸的手就枯干了，不能弯回，坛也破裂了，坛上的灰倾洒了，正如神人奉耶和华的命所设的预兆。王对神人说，请你为我祷告，求耶和华你神的恩典使我的手复原。于是神人祈祷耶和华，王的手就复了原，仍如寻常一样。王对神人说，请你同我回去吃饭，加添心力，我也必给你赏赐。神人对王说，你就是把你的功一半给我，我也不同你进去，也不在这地方吃饭喝水，因为有耶和华的话嘱咐我说，不可在伯特利吃饭喝水，也不可从你去的原路回来。于是神人从别的路回去，不从伯特利的来的路原路回去。十三节，老先知就吩咐他儿子们说，你们为我备驴。他们备好了驴，他就骑上去追赶神人，遇见他坐在橡树底下，就问他说，你是从犹大来的神人不是？他说，是。老先知对他说，请你同我回家吃饭。神人说，我不可同你回去进你的家，也不可在这里同你吃饭喝水，因为有耶和华的话嘱咐我说，你在那里不可吃饭喝水，也不可从你去的原路回来。老先知对他说，我也是先知，和你一样，有天使奉耶和华的命对我说，你去把他带回你的家，叫他吃饭喝水。这都是老先知宽哄他。于是神人同老先知回去，在他家里吃饭喝水。第二十七节，老先知就吩咐他儿子们说，你们为我备驴。他们就备了驴，他去了，看见神人的尸身倒在路上，驴和狮子站在尸身旁边，狮子却没有吃尸身，也没有抓伤驴。老先知就把神人的尸体尸身驮在驴上，带回自己的城里，要哀哭他，葬埋他，就把他的尸身葬在自己的坟墓里，哀哭他说，哀哉我兄啊。安葬之后，老先知对他儿子们说，我死了，你们要葬我在神人的坟墓里，使我的尸骨靠近他的尸骨，因为他奉耶和华的命指着伯特利的坛和撒玛利亚各城有秋坛之殿所说的话必定应验。这事以后，耶罗波安仍不离开他的恶道，将凡民立为秋坛的祭司，凡愿意的他都分别为圣，立为秋坛的祭司。这事叫耶罗波安的家陷在罪里，甚至他的家从地上除灭了。
谢谢，这个夫妻还是要相敬如宾的。OK， 这个题目功亏一篑，功亏一篑。
This title, Falling Short of Success.
很简单的跟大概跟大家讲一下。
Let me just explain this term to you.
这个盔呢是一个装土的一个容器。
And the term basically is referring to a container that holds earth.
他这个话呢，意思是说，假如当这是从古很中国很古的时候呢，它有一个成语，它讲就是说，当你要堆一个小山的时候。
This is saying that when you, in the old days, if you want to make a mound.
然后需要很多的土。
You need a lot of dirt.
可是假设你只一直就是你最后只插了一个 container 一个容器的土，你还是会失败。
But it's as if you were making this hill and, but you lack the last, container of earth, you have failed.
它真正的意思就是叫大家就做事要有始有终。
And the whole meaning is that you have to, when you start something, you must have a beginning and last all the way through the end.
列王记上第十三章呢，这一段故事呢，其实是一个很沉痛的一个故事。
And the story in 1 Kings 13 is a very sad story.
在这边呢，我们看见有三个人。
We see three people.
耶罗伯安。
Jeroboam.
老先知。
The old prophet.
还有一个神人。
And the man of God.
他们呢，这些人呢，都曾经是被神拣选的。
All these three people at some point were chosen by God.
而且他们都被神用过。
And they were used by God.
可是他们的结局都很可悲。
Yeah, the end was very sad.
我们希望从这边学到些什么呢？
And what would we like to learn from here?
我们知道这个所罗门王在晚年的时候离开了神。
We know that King Solomon in his latter years departed from God.
他不行正事。
He wasn't doing right.
他为他自己立了很多的妃嫔嫔妃。
He had a lot of concubines.
又烧香献祭别的神。
And he offered incense to other gods.
以色列人呢，后来就分裂成两个国家。
And then Israel was then divided into two kingdoms.
大家知道是南国和北国。
There's the southern kingdom and the northern kingdom.
那耶罗伯安呢，就是北国以色列的第一个王。
And Jeroboam was the first king of the northern kingdom.
他本来是所罗门王的一个臣子。
He was actually a servant of King Solomon.
他负责是监管。这个关于工程方面的事情。
And he was responsible for construction projects.
先知这个亚西亚曾经预言过。
And prophet Ahijah has prophesied.
说耶罗伯安以后会得到十个以色列族的人。
That Jeroboam was going to receive 10 of the tribes.
我们看一下列王记上11章38节这个预言怎么说的。
Let's see what the prophecy says in 1 Kings 11:38.
你若听从我一切所吩咐你的，遵行我的道，行我眼中看为正的事，谨守我的律例诫命，像我仆人大卫所行的，我就与你同在，为你立坚固的家，像我为大卫所立的一样，将以色列人赐给你。
Then it will be that if you listen to all that I command you and walk in my ways and do what is right in my sight by observing my statutes and my commandments, as my servant David did, then I will be with you and build you an enduring house as I built for David, and I will give Israel to you.
当时那个时候呢，以色列的以色列的这个圣殿是建造在这个南国犹大里面。
The temple at that time was built in the southern kingdom.
耶罗伯安立国以后呢，他很害怕说北国的人呢，因为要去这个敬拜神，所以就要到常常到犹大耶路撒冷那边去敬拜。
And after the split, Jeroboam was really concerned that his people would go down to the southern kingdom to worship in the temple.
他担心那个久了以后呢，这些人呢会慢慢的心呢就归到犹大那边去。
He was afraid that.Over a period of time, his people's heart would be turned to Judah.
他就在伯特利呢，另外设了一些这个祭坛。
So he established a different altar at Bethel.
他又造了两只那个金牛犊。
And he made two golden calves.
来代表这个以色列人所敬拜的神。
To represent the God of Israel.
他就跟以色列人说，你们以后敬拜呢，就不用到耶路撒冷去了。
And he told the people, well, if you're going to go worship God, you don't have to go all the way to Jerusalem.
你只要在伯特利呢，向这个金牛犊，这个献祭就可以了。
You could just come and give your offering before the golden calf at Bethel.
耶罗波安做的这些事呢，是神非常不喜悦的。
And what Jeroboam did was very displeasing to God.
以后历代的这个以色列王呢，也因为这个犯了很多的罪。
And then later on, because of this, the subsequent kings continued to sin.
就变成以色列国一个很大的一个祸患。
And became great destruction to Israel.
在这一段期间，圣经上呢，曾经称这个罪呢是什么？叫做以色列使以色列人陷在罪里的那一个罪。
And later on, the scripture refers to this as a sin which causes the Israelites to remain in sin.
换句话说，就是犯罪的源头。
In another word, it was the source of sin.
我们在刚刚念的13章第一节到第三节里面，我们不再念啊，我们不再念。我们看见耶罗波安呢，他所做的这些事呢，因为他所做的这些事呢，神就派遣了一个神人从犹大来到这个以色列国。
And from 1 Kings 13, 1 to 3, we see that because of what Jeroboam did, God sent a man of God to him.
他主要呢派这个神人来呢，是对耶罗波安所设的这个祭坛呢，要责备他。
And the reason is that he wants to come and rebuke Jeroboam for the altar that he has made.
圣经称这个人呢为神人。
And the Bible just calls this man the man of God.
就说明他是很有能力的。
Meaning that he's full of power.
这个神人呢就预言说北国所有的祭坛呢都会被毁掉。
And man of God says that all the altar in the northern kingdom will be destroyed.
然后这祭司呢也都会被杀掉。
And all the priests will be killed.
然后他们的骨灰呢会被撒在这个坛上面。
And their ashes will be scattered over the altars.
换句话说耶罗波安他所有设计的这些事情呢都会被归于无有。归于没有。
In other words, all the things that Jeroboam did will come to nothing.
可是耶罗波安呢，他不相信神人说的话。
But Jeroboam did not believe what the man of God said.
他就想要把这个神人抓住。
And he reached out his hand and he wanted to arrest the man of God.
可是当他的手一伸的时候就枯干了。
But when he put out his hand, it dried up.
就不能弯回来。
And he could not bring it back.
结果这个坛呢也就照这个神人当初的这个预兆，他说当日神人设个预兆说这坛必破裂，坛上的灰必倾洒，这是耶和华所说的预兆。
And just according to what the man of God said, this is a sign which the Lord spoke, behold the altar shall be split apart and the ashes which are on it shall be poured out.
从这一段经文里面我们看见耶罗波安犯了有几个错误。
And from this passage, we see that Jeroboam has failed in many ways.
我们看见在这预言当中，神预言会给他十个族的以色列人。
We see that from the prophecy that God would give him 10 of the tribes of Israel.
会赐给他一个国。
And God would give him a kingdom.
可是他忘了神其他的吩咐。
Yet he forgot God's other words.
因为神说我们回过头再看一下。
And let's return and look at this again.
他说你若听从我一切所吩咐你的。
He says that if you listen to all that I command you,
遵行我的道
and walk in my ways,
行我眼中看为正的事
and do what is right in my sight,
谨守我的律例诫命
by observing my statutes and my commandments,
但他忘了这几句。
But he forgot these.
他只记得神会赐给他一个国。
He only remembered that God would give him a kingdom.
他只挑选了他想记住的。
He only picked out what he wanted to remember.
忘了神应许当中的其他条件。
He forgot the conditions of the promise.
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是也经常会专注在我们自己想要的事情上面？
And brothers and sisters, do we oftentimes focus on what we want?
或者我们只抓住这个神话语中的一部分。
Or maybe we just grab hold of part of God's word.
却忽略了神完整的要我们去做的一些事情。
Yeah, we ignore what God wants us to do as a whole.
所以我们要记住的是完整的神的话语，而不是片面的，或者只是想记住我们想记住的。
So we need to remember the whole commandments of the Lord, not just the part that we like.
耶罗波安呢，因为怕这个老百姓上耶路撒冷去的圣殿里面去献祭。
And Jeroboam, because he was afraid that his people would go down to Jerusalem to worship God.
所以我们在前面提到呢，他就在耶路撒冷之外另外立了。设立的这个敬拜的中心。
So as we mentioned, he established another worship center outside of Jerusalem.
你在这边你要看见的是，他不是要他们去敬拜别的神。
So, but he anomaly did not want them to worship a different God.
他还是要他们敬拜当初带领以色列人出埃及的神。
He said that, well, this, he still wants them to worship the God who brought them out of Egypt.
可是他的这个设立金牛犊的这些做事情是神所定罪的。
But yeah, the things that he did was a sin before God.
我们来看看当时伯特利的情形是一个什么样的情形。
Let's look at what Bethel was like.
历代志下11章第16节里面，他就把当时伯特利的这个属灵的这个情况做了一个描述。
And 2 Chronicles 11:16 it described the place.
说以色列各支派中，凡立定心意寻求耶和华以色列神的，都随从利未人来到耶路撒冷，祭祀耶和华他们列祖的神。
Those from all the tribes of Israel who set their hearts on seeking the Lord God of Israel followed them to Jerusalem to sacrifice to the Lord God of their father.
我们刚刚前面有提到耶罗波安除了另外除了设立这个敬拜的中心。
And we have mentioned that besides establishing these locations of worship.
造了两个金牛犊。
And he made two golden calves.
另外他还设立的不是属于利未人的来当祭司。
And he allowed people who were not Levites to become priests.
所以在利未记11章16节这边讲，以色列各支派中凡立定心意寻求耶和华以色列神的，都随从利未人来到耶路撒冷，就是南国那边祭祀耶和华。
So here in 2 Chronicles, those from all the tribes of Israel who set their hearts on seeking the Lord God of Israel follow them referring to the Levites, to Jerusalem.
换句话说，利未人因为在北国呢，他不能担任祭司的职务。
And so the Levites could not be priests in the northern kingdom.
所以他们就从各处都归到了南国的罗伯安那边去。
So, they went to the southern kingdom to Rehoboam.
当时这一个老先知，当时有个老先知住在伯特利。
There was, an old prophet who lived in Bethel.
耶罗伯安所做的这些事情呢，就在他的眼前。
What all that Jeroboam did happened before his eyes.
可是他却没有看见罪恶。
Yeah, they did not. He did not see the sin.
他也没有发现有什么不对。
And he didn't realize anything was wrong.
这就说明他已经出了一些毛病。
And we see that something has happened there.
我们看这个老先知呢，他以前被神使用过。
We see that the old prophet was used by God at one point.
现在神要来警告耶罗波安做错的事。
And right now, God was going to warn what Jeroboam was doing was wrong.
可是神没有，他就住在伯特利，可是神没有叫他来跟耶罗波安讲。
This prophet lived in Bethel, yet God did not ask him to come and talk to Jeroboam.
反而是从南国另外派了一个神人来。
But he sent someone from the southern kingdom, a man of God.
这个是代表什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这代表这个神已经不能用这个老先知。
It means that God is no longer using this old prophet.
神用神人来警告耶罗波安。
God used the man of God to warn Jeroboam.
这个老先知有过一段属灵的历史。
And this old prophet has a spiritual past.
很显然的，他已经跟神缺乏交通，神已经不能再使用他。
We see that he has lost his communion with God, and God no longer uses him.
这边带给我们一个什么样的信息呢？
And what message does this give to us?
你有没有觉得在很多的时候，
Do you feel like oftentimes
我们在神的敬拜, 侍奉, 甚至爱心方面,
our worship, our service, and even our love before God?
我们有时候看这样也好, 我们看那样也好,
we see, oh, this is fine and that is fine.
就像老先知看, 在耶路撒冷敬拜, 不错,
and just as the old prophet, well, if you worship in Jerusalem, that's fine.
你在伯特利敬拜也不错,
or if you worship in Bethel, that's fine.
反正只要敬拜都是好的,
as long as you worship, it's fine.
他没有看见错误的敬拜是得罪神的,
he did not see that false worship is displeasing to God.
就像老先知在伯特利的时候他没有看见什么是错的,
just as the old prophet did not see anything wrong going on around him.
弟兄姐妹我们要在 怎么样才能看见错呢?
So brothers and sisters, how can we see if something's wrong?
我们怎么样才能看见神的心意呢?
How can we see God's heart?
在罗马书12章2节里面说,
in Romans 12:2 it says,
不要效法这个世界, 只要心意更新而变化, 叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
告诉我们，叫我们要查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意, 就不要效法这个世界, 只要心意更新而变化。
So it tells us not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
可是怎么样才能够心意更新而变化?
But how can we be transformed by the renewing of your mind?
雅各书第4章第8节告诉我们,
and
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
And James 4:8 it says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you.
约翰福音15章第7节也说,
and John 15:7 says,
你们若藏在我里面, 我的话也藏在你们里面。
If you abide in me and my words abide in you.
假如我们一直停在我们过去的经历里面,
if we continue to remain in our past experiences,
就不会有进步,
we will not move forward.
我们只有一直在神的里面,
it's only if we remain in God,
透过实际上侍奉的工作,
and through practical service before him,
才能了解神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Then we can prove the will of what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
也才能看见神在你身上的心意。
And then we could see the will of God in our lives.
很多人看完这个圣经以后都会问说，这个老先知为什么要这样骗这个神人？
And many people after they read this passage would ask, well, why did this old prophet lie to the man of God?
是不是神吩咐他去骗的?
Did God command him to go and lie to this man?
神会叫一个先知去骗另外一个先知吗?
Would God command one prophet to lie to another prophet?
假如不会的话，那这个老先生是不是恶意要去，就是恶意要去欺骗他？
If not, then did this old prophet have evil intent to lie to this man of God?
其实从刚刚念的这13章29节到31节里面呢，我们也可以看见。
But from the passages that we read from 1 Kings 13:29-31,
不太像是这个恶意的去陷害这个神人。
It doesn't seem like though he had evil intent to lie.
因为他亲自把这个神人的尸首呢,
because he took up the body of the man of God
葬在自己的坟墓里面,
and buried him in his own tomb.
又吩咐他的儿子说, 在他死了以后呢, 也要把他跟这个神人埋在一起。
And he told his sons to bury him with the son of the man of God.
那我们就在想说, 那这个老先知欺哄这个神人的, 他的目的或者他的原因是什么?
Then we ask, well, what was the reason or the goal of this old prophet lying to the man of God?
我们猜测恐怕是一个，就是他一个轻忽的态度。
And perhaps it's that he just saw this very lightly.
他以为这个神人跟他说这个神不准他吃喝的这一句话呢，是一个借口，是一个托词。
He thought that perhaps the man of God saying I cannot eat or drink is just an excuse.
就是违背这个话，大概也没什么大不了的结果。
And to be to disobey this, and there's probably won't be great consequences.
或许他就说了几句他认为无所谓的谎话。
Or perhaps he just said a few things that he didn't think was a big deal.
结果害了一位忠心的老先知。
And caused great harm.
对不起，害了一位这个神人。
Harmed the man of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们在我们有时候做见证的时候，我们是不是都能够很忠实？
Brothers and sisters, when we give a testimony, are we faithful?
还是说为了有时候为了要得到人家的尊敬？
Or perhaps sometimes for the sake of others respecting us.
或者称赞？
Or praise.
就故意夸大自己的经历。
We exaggerate our experiences.
以至于让别人呢误信了我们的话。
And then people falsely believed our words.
在追求真理的道路反而走差了。
And then there end up being problems with the path of seeking the truth.
我们看了耶罗波安，我们看了老先知的这两段记载。
We see Jeroboam, we see the old prophet.
我们现在看看这位神人。
Let's look at the man of God.
这个神人他是我们刚刚提过，他从犹大来到伯特利。
And we have mentioned that this man of God came from Judah to Bethel.
依照神的吩咐来警告这个耶罗波安。
According to God's command, he came and warned Jeroboam.
想想看，当时犹大和以色列刚刚分裂。
And if you think about it, Judah and Israel had just split.
他们是站在一个敌对的立场。
They're enemies.
神人呢，单枪匹马一个人就到了这个以色列国来。
And this man of God came alone to the kingdom of Israel.
而且还是来警告这个国的王。
And to warn the king of this nation.
我们在这个十三章第七节到第十节里面呢，我们刚刚念过的。他警告完以后，当耶罗波安的王的手呢伸出来，然后枯干了以后，他为他祷告。
And as we saw from the passage, and after the man of God warned Jeroboam, and Jeroboam's hand dried up, and he prayed for Jeroboam.
他的手就复原了。
Jeroboam's hand was healed.
耶罗波安呢就想要收买他。
And the King Jeroboam wanted to buy him out.
可是这个神人把他拒绝了。
But the man of God refused him.
我们看见这个神人没有被这个虚荣所诱惑。
We see that the man of God was not lured by the luxuries of this world.
我们也看见这个神人重视神的命令重于人的命令。
And we see that this man of God was more concerned about God's command than man.
这个是相当不容易的事情。
This is not easy.
所以我们看见这个神人他是很忠心又很勇敢。
So we see that this man of God was faithful and he was brave.
我们继续再看下去。
Let's continue.
当了老先生追赶这个神人。
When the old prophet came after the man of God,
就看见他坐在橡树底下。
He saw him sitting under the oak tree.
在旧约的时候呢，这个橡树底下是神同在的地方。
And in the Old Testament, under the oak tree is a place where God is.
很多人都会在这边建祭坛。
A lot of people establish altars under the oak tree.
神人在那里呢，或许是在休息，但是也有可能是在等候接受别人的赞美，或者。
The man of God may be just resting, or maybe he's waiting for people's praise.
我们记得当初他拒绝了这个耶罗波安王的这个邀请。
We remember that he refused the invitation of Jeroboam.
老先知碰到他的时候，老先知也邀请他回跟他一起回家，可是被他拒绝。
The old prophet, when he saw him, also invited him home, yet he refused.
可是在第十三章第十八节这边我们看看。
But in chapter 13, verse 18, we see.
老先生对他说, 我也是先知, 和你一样, 有天使奉耶和华的命, 对我说, 你去把他带回你的家, 叫他吃饭喝水, 这都是老先知宽宏他的。
He said to him, I also am a prophet like you, and an angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with you to your house, that he may eat bread and drink water. But he lied to him. He refused the invitation of the king. He refused the first invitation from the prophet. But when the old prophet says, I also am a prophet like you, then the man of God was fooled.
就叫这个神人把他一切的戒心都丢掉。And
he threw all caution to the wind.
圣经上教导我们,
the Bible teaches us,
不管做事或者说话,
no matter what we do or what we say, we must have wisdom.
很多的信徒呢, 他认为世上的人都不可靠。
Many believers believe that secular people are not trustworthy.
但是主内的弟兄姐妹, 长辈, 或是主的仆人, 讲的话, 一定都没问题。
But brothers and sisters in the Lord, elders, what they say is has no problem.
所以对他们说的话呢, 毫不考虑的就完全接受。
So they receive unquestionably the words from these people.
弟兄姐妹, 尊敬主的仆人或者主内的长辈, 这是一定要的, 这是理所当然的。
Brothers and sisters, it is important for us to respect the elders and the servants of the Lord.
我也不是要大家说对所有的人, 你永远都要存在一个很怀疑的态度。
Now, I'm not saying that you should doubt everyone.
可是我们不能尊重人的话过于神的话。
But we cannot honor men's words more than God's words.
有很多人, 有很多的我们的弟兄姐妹或许对于世界的虚荣或者诱惑你可以拒绝。
And many people, perhaps you could reject the lures of this world.
可是在分辨真理的能力上呢, 自己也没什么把握。
Yet, perhaps in you have no certainty in your ability to discern truth.
结果你是从被最终拯救了出来,
and even though you were saved from sin,
可是你在真理的道路上面走偏了。
Yet in the path of truth, you had gone astray.
保罗在对加拉太的教会讲了这个话。
And Paul told the church in the Galatians.
他说，但无论是我们是天上来的使者，若传福音给你们，与我们所传给你们的不同，他就应当被咒诅。
But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached to you, he is to be accursed.
保罗所传的福音是从耶稣基督来的，启示来的。
The gospel which Paul preached was revealed to him through Jesus Christ.
可是当时有另外一些人把基督的福音改了。Yet
at that time, there are people who changed the gospel of Jesus Christ.
他们向当时的基督徒传的是另外一种福音。They
preached a different gospel to the Christians there.
保罗劝加拉太的基督徒不要受他们的迷惑。And
Paul urges the Christians in Galatia not to fall prey to their preaching.
所以他用这个很严厉的话去告诉加拉太人。So
he used these very severe words to tell the Galatians.
他说无论是我们，意思就是说，就算我保罗自己来。So
he said, even if we or even if I, Paul, come to you.
假设我传的福音违背了神给我们的启示，你们也就不必相信。If
we preach you a gospel contrary to what was originally revealed by God, then don't believe it.
保罗知道很多的人相信人的名望和地位。Paul
knows that many people trust in people's reputations and positions.
容易相信人的名望过于神的话语。
And they believe in a man's reputation more than God's word.
所以他没有给他自己留一点的地位。
So he did not even leave any room for himself.
所以他要他们相信这个神的真理而不是人的名望。
So he wants the people to believe in God's truth and not men's reputation.
保罗在哥林多后书11章13节到15节这边也说,
and Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 13 to 15.
这边是谈到假使徒, 假先知,
and here's talking about false apostles and false prophets.
那等人是假使徒, 行事诡诈, 装作基督使徒的模样。 这也不足为怪, 因为连撒旦也装作光明的天使。 所以他的猜疑若装作仁义的猜疑也不算稀奇, 他们的结果必然照着他们的行为。
For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostles of Christ. No wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Therefore, it is not surprising if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of the righteousness, whose end will be according to their deeds.
他提醒信徒连天使的话都不可以随便相信。
And he warns that even the words of angel you cannot just lightly believe.
因为连撒旦都可以装作光明的天使。Because
even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light.
弟兄姐妹，我们必须要能够分辨什么话是应该可以接受的，什么话是不能接受的。And
brothers and sisters, we need to be able to discern what words are should be received and what not.
唯一的方法就是只有扎根在神的话语上面。The
only way is to take deep root in God's word.
才能够在真道上站得稳。And
then we could stand firm in the truth.
今天我们看了三个曾经被神使用过的人，他们的一生。
And today we saw three people whose lives at one point was used by God.
从耶罗波安的身上我们看见,
From Jeroboam's life we see,
我们要谨记神的话语。
We must remember God's word.
而且我们要完整地记住神的话语。
And we must remember it in its fullness.
不是只记住你想记住的。
Not just the part that we like.
从老先知的身上,
From the old prophet,
我们看见我们要一直待在神的里面。
We see that we need to remain in God.
要亲近神。
We need to draw near to God.
要透过侍奉上的工作才能够去清楚看见神的心意。
And through serving, then we can see God's heart.
从神人的身上,
And from the man of God,
我们看见不单单我们是要在神的话语上面下功夫,
Not only that we need to take time with God's word,
我们也要有一个尽心的心,
We have, must have a heart for him,
警醒,
and be watchful,
才能够在属灵的道路上能够分辨是非。
Then we could discern truth in a spiritual manner.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见人们都是在这个还没有成功的时候依靠神。
And brothers and sisters, we see that we trust God before success comes.
在成功以后就会变得骄傲自大。
Yeah, after success, then we become proud.
我们看见扫罗、大卫、所罗门都犯了同样的错误。
We see Saul, David, and Solomon all fell.
还有今天这三个人也都是在这种情况之下失败了。
And we see that these three people today all failed under these circumstances.
我们看在路加福音12章48节里面,
And we see Luke 12:48.
因为多给谁，就向谁多取；多托谁，就向谁多要。
From everyone who has been given much, much will be required, and to whom they entrusted much, of him they will ask all the more.
当你的能力越大的时候,
When you have more abilities,
神对你的要求也会越高。
God's requirement for you is higher.
我们也越要保守自己。
And we need to be, take care.
才不至于在神的道路上绊倒。
So we will not fall.
啊, 我们一起低头做一个祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们和你的关系就像经上所说的葡萄树和枝子的关系。
Heavenly Father, our relationship is with you is just like what Scripture says, is the vine and the branches.
我们若藏在你的里面，就会多结果子。
If we abide in you, then we will bear fruit.
我们若离开了你，就什么都不能做。
If we depart from you, then we can do nothing.
主啊，赐给我们一颗渴慕真理的心。
Give us a heart to desire for truth.
让我们能够把我们的信心建立在你的话语上面。
That we may establish our faith on your words.
能够分别是非。
We may discern truth from falsehood.
能够明白你纯全、善良、可喜悦的旨意。
And that we may know your will is that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求的。
We pray this in Jesus' name.